This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, it's different for everybody. You know what it is? I've realized what it is about football team that drives me nuts. Like, here's Joe. Bills versus football team.
I left the versus out because, you know, like next week, Bills Texans.
Exactly.
You can't say Bills football team.
I know. It's the worst. The reason I hate it is because it's like announcers are always saying it. When they mean team, you know, you don't even need to say that. But they, like, Troy Aikman can't just say the Cowboys or team. He has to say football team. Joe Theismann always did that. Like, every sentence had the words football team in it. Oh, this guy's done a great job. It's got to be a big confidence builder for this football team. What do you think we're watching? We know. What is the subconscious? What is the tick that has football people constantly telling you what sport it is they're talking about? Nobody else does that. No other sport. So that is like sort of it's a pet peeve. And here is a team actually named that. We're so out of ideas as a society.
Not even like club. Club would have been fine. It would have been okay. Team is just, it's so bad. If they stick with it, it's so bad. It's going to drive me crazy.
Hate it.
If they stick with it.
It's Bulldogs team to hate, but I'm starting to get on board. Plus, it's Friday. The game's Sunday. You want to hate them by Sunday, I think. Bulldog,
no,
who would
I'm
you?
I'm already there. I'm full throttle. I'm full throttle hatred. I got all barrels firing of hatred toward the Washington football team.
Before we do picks, one start sit question from Sneaky Joe. PPR, 12-team PPR, Bulldog. Who would you start? Saquon Barkley or Trey Sermon?
Make a call!
You're using his own voice. What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
No Courtland Sutton. I've got Courtland Sutton on Tunsil's gas mask.
First in the NFL.
I know. What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
First in the NFL in air yards.
Yeah. wait, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Saquon Barkley or Trey Sermon?
I'll die on Kirk Cousins sucks hill.
Apparently we have a catalog.
I stand by it. Thank you.
I'll die on Kirk Cousins sucks hill.
Paxton Lynch is hilarious.
Oh, there's the shot tracer on the speed shot. Were you watching? Oh my gosh!
I turned it off. It was distracting me slash making me aggravated, so I just turned it off.
Barkley or Sermon?
Or Trey Sermon. Who are the Giants playing?
Atlanta.
I would play Barkley.
Take some nerve to not.
Yeah.
But
he did up in snap count. The touches only went up from 11 to 15 from weeks one to weeks two, but he went from 48% to 84%. And that was on a short week.
And off the injury report altogether.
Right.
On a long week.
Right. So I feel like I'm getting too cute if I bench Barkley for Sermon.
Listen,
especially because you just even though there's all these injuries with San Francisco and he should be the guy.
Yep.
Like you've been saying all week long, like you just don't know what that coach is going to do with his running backs, and like so, right. If it were someone who you knew was going to get fed, then I'd say maybe you would do it, but I don't think you can. Especially they're playing Atlanta. Like Barkley should eat. He should eat.
Huge week for me, my Las Vegas teams. Trey Sermon, like everybody in fantasy wants a piece of San Francisco, but nobody knows who it is. And you had people in every league spend all their waiver money on Mitchell, who is now hurt. Sermon was the earlier draft pick. If he's really good, maybe it's his. It's very risky to talk like that about that team, but that'll be Sunday night, so text me with caution if you're texting me on Sunday night, because I'm all about that. All right, let's go to picks.
What if I did do it, even though I admit to nothing and never will? What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught, each and every one of them, who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, I guess it's just one of these Las Vegas teams, but that team needs them. Okay, what happened last week?
You didn't try at all and had a better week than me because all you did was pick opposite me, and I went 2-3, so you went 3-2. That's what
overrated
happened.
Trying is overrated.
I did take Joe Ostrowski's advice on Vegas in Pittsburgh, and that was one of my two wins along with the Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Carolina let me down again. I got a long history of being let down by Coastal Carolina. And then what else? Arizona, didn't cover, but they won. And
you had two easy wins.
Right?
The Bills.
Minnesota missed a last-second field goal that could have won the game for them. And I forget what the
Bills.
I won on the Bills. I already said that. I won on the Raiders and the Bills. The Patriots, I think, were my other
Baltimore.
Pick. Yeah. Oh, no, that's right. It was Baltimore. Yeah.
That I was picking. That was my game of the year.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So what's the margin?
I don't know.
I don't either. It's one less than it was last week. You're ahead,
right.
Probably.
I'm ahead. Yeah, I know. Yeah, because
both won last night.
Right. Right. I'm.
You just backed into that.
Sure.
That was my next best game of the year last night. Carolina.
Wow, you should have said that then.
I did.
Did.
I did say it yesterday. Yes, I loved it. Carolina. They're good, and Houston's the worst.
Bulldogs 5-5-1. Mike, you're 4-7 on the year.
Oh boy, we're so good at this. All right, game and a half. That means you go first.
Okay. I'll lead with my college game. I like to just do that and get it out of the way. I tell you, I spent an inordinate amount of time looking at the college games. I look at it and I like it. Just it knows me right away. It winks at me and just says, "Here I am. I'm your game." And this week was not like that. It took me a while. And I've settled on Georgia -35.5 at Vanderbilt. What kind of life is it for Vanderbilt in the SEC playing football? I mean, you're at home. You're not, some MAC team. Sorry, UB. You're not. Like, you're in the SEC. At home, and you are a 5-touchdown underdog. That's got to be tough.
You know what it is?
Maybe you should rethink your priorities about how you're spending your money on athletics, Vanderbilt.
I think it's a little bit like Duke in football, or how it used to be. Like, that's a great school.
Yeah.
So you get to go play the likes of Alabama and Georgia, LSU, etc., but you're going to get a degree at Vanderbilt. Like, that is a great school. If I could go back, I might go to Vanderbilt if I could get in. I probably couldn't, but if I could go back and do it over, I think I'd try to get to go to Vanderbilt.
I think they're good in baseball.
And like, play
pour
football.
More resources into baseball. And just quit the football thing.
Yes, I knew a guy who went to play baseball at Vanderbilt.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not positive. I just feel like I see them in College World Series time occasionally. And
sure.
Anyway. So I'll take the Bulldogs minus 35.5. The NFL games. I'm going to get on the Chargers. Is it 7? 7.5? I saw 7 earlier today.
7. I think it's 7. Go ahead and talk. I'll find it.
It's fine. I mean, 7.5.
I
love the Chargers here. I think they will get their point. I would think they'll score 30.
7.
On the Chiefs. So what I'm telling you is I don't like the Chiefs to score 37. So, I mean, they could, I suppose, but I think the Chargers will get their points on that defense. So I love that. Is my quintuple gold star pick of the century.
Wow. What?
The Chargers at the Chiefs. I don't know. I just made it up. Did you know that this is the longest-running, continuously active, unsponsored radio segment in history?
Yes.
All right. So a big road underdog, I'll take the Chargers.
7.
A big road favorite for pick 3, I'll go with the Cardinals again, even though they let me down last week not covering against the Vikings. They are minus 7.5. At least that's what I saw when I jotted these down. At Jacksonville, and I mean, I just would expect Kyler Murray. I saw something about his road games have not been as prolific through his career so far. But I think Jacksonville is a joke show until further notice. And I would expect Arizona to win that game easily. So I'll take the Cardinals. Pick 4. I'm going to get on Seattle minus 1 at Minnesota. This is a game where if you were picking it, you might ask why it's only 1, because Seattle, I think, is perceived as the much better team. And I know it's a road game, but like still only minus 1, so maybe that's a little weird. I'm not one who ever pays any attention to that stuff, unless, of course, you're talking and then I'm writing it all down. But I'll take Seattle minus 1 at Minnesota because I will die on Kirk Cousins sucks hill.
Wow.
And finally, I will take, we talked about this game very early in the week, and I said if I had to pick it, I would be on this side of it. And I didn't have to pick it, but I love the Rams getting a point hosting Tampa Bay. So there you have it. Georgia minus 35.5 at Vanderbilt. Chargers getting 7 at the Chiefs. Cardinals giving 7.5 at the Jaguars, Seahawks giving 1 at Minnesota, and the Rams getting a point hosting Tampa.
Update, wins for Finau and English, who ironically is not English, over McElroy and Lowry, and wins for Dustin Johnson and Shoufley. Each get 2 points today, right? Shoufley did. Johnson did. Over Weisberger and Casey. Some separation in our Ryder Cup pool.
I mean, that did not go well for me. I definitely am dead in the water if Fleetwood and
Hovland
don't hang on.
Two up through 14.
Okay.
5-1 U.S. All right. Let's see. Some strategy. Let me get my picks. There's some. I left them over here somewhere. Found him. I'll take Jacksonville against you. That is a buster special. Jacksonville, terrible. Arizona, maybe good. Hopkins is hurt. Hopkins, Stefania Bell says, he's always hurt, but he always plays. And he usually produces. Not a lot of targets, I think, yet for Hopkins. I never have Hopkins. I don't know why. I know why. I always want Metcalf or Ridley instead. That's why I never have Hopkins. But he's awesome. Jacksonville plus 7.5. Lawrence gets going. Throw the ball more. Start to figure it out a little bit. Even if it's like a backdoor kind of situation there, I could see that staying close or getting close. Jacksonville. Who's Arizona that they're giving more than a touchdown on the road? Are they supposed to be good or something? They should. They got lucky last week at home against the Vikings. Missed field goal. Right? No?
I mean, yeah, their quarterback is in the MVP conversation big time. So, I mean, that's maybe who they are mostly.
Yeah, I like him. Jacksonville plus 7.5. My favorite pick this week is Miami. Plus 3.5 at the Raiders. Can someone tell me why that's 3.5 and not like 11? I'm joking by 11, but how about 6? Why isn't it like 6?
I know. I'm not. This is always your point, like I referred to during my picks. But when I was looking at the games, I didn't like that line.
Oof. Stinks.
Because I would have been on the Raiders, and I was like, I don't. If it were, it just sounds weird. If it were higher, I might have picked the Raiders. Like, yeah. I just thought, like, what is going on here?
If it were higher, I would have avoided it. But I would, I would run up to see Gavin and take Miami outright. That's going to be plus 160-ish on the money line. Miami plus 3.5 at the Raiders. I mean, for some reason, Brissett in there for Tua. All right. I'm underdogs. I like Indianapolis plus 5 at Tennessee. That's the number at BetOnline. Why is that game even up? Maybe. I'll tell you why. You're going to say it.
Because they don't care about Wentz.
Because Wentz is so bad that it doesn't matter if he plays to the bettors. They don't even care. Worst quarterback in the league. Indianapolis plus 5 at Tennessee, because if it mattered to the bettors whether Wentz played, they wouldn't let you bet on it. Tennessee, bad defense. Jonathan Taylor. One of my little guys, Paris Campbell, who I never get to play because he's always hurt, active for this game. Maybe he has a game that means I can start him next week, and then he can get hurt during the week of practice or something, and I'll end up with one point.
I like how you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. I am going to be all about Trey Sermon Sunday night. There's a lot riding on it for me in fantasy, so let's go. San Francisco, I want one favorite. San Francisco minus 3 at home against Green Bay. I really don't like this pick that much. I think San Francisco gets tons of credit. Like, what have they actually done? What does Shanahan...
They went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
That's they went to the Super Bowl. Shanahan gets all this credit for his brilliance offensively. Most of his teams aren't even good offensively, but okay. Mina Kimes had a good point about Green Bay and how bad, like, on the edges they are defensively. Lance should play. He won't. What?
Sorry, Fred's a big Mina Kimes fan.
We are at my house too. San Francisco minus 3, and then I'm going to take Old Dominion plus 13 at home against UB. That line is weird. Old Dominion won one game last year. That's Taylor Heineke's
school, yeah, right.
And I heard something, or saw something about the UB coach, the new UB coach, Coach Mo, maybe not the most aggressive on the fourth down thing. Nice result for them last week in a loss against a good ranked team in Coastal Carolina. They covered easily and lost by 3, but I don't like that 13 for an Old Dominion team that like never wins. So why isn't it like 30? It's always about the numbers. Everybody watches football. Good for you. The numbers are where the truth lies. And by the way, my record is 4-7 this year in picks. I did well last week when I took all the thought out of it, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just went numbers. All right. Good luck.
Well, I would encourage people to gamble heavily on my picks this week. I love them all.
Okay.
Is that irresponsible of me to say?
Oh, no. I loved it. I thought it was a great point.
Yeah.
John Clayton back with us this year. If you missed him yesterday, it's common for us to offer him up in sort of a encore presentation Fridays at this time. So we'll have John Clayton for you after this break. We will see you Sunday after. Well, we will talk to you Sunday after the game. And hope you enjoy your weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!